combining two forces, North and South America. Well, not really America, New England and Pittsburgh. It's kind of not the same at all as Korea's doing, but we're Olympicizing as one to defeat the foes and compete with the peoples. I'm going to slide a rock across some ice very slowly and brush a broom of comedy in front of it, creating one podcast ring to unite them all. There's only five rings, so I feel like there should be a ring for every country in the Olympic symbol. Otherwise, we're leaving people out, like Uganda. What the fuck are they doing in the Winter Olympics? Anything? I don't think so. Anyway, let's get to the show. Oh, hang on. We need to talk about more show intro things. Keeping this going for another 5 seconds.
I really just thought at first you were excited for me to drink coffee. And that's why you played this music.
Andrew is so excited about his coffee. He's amped up. He's ready to slide down the luge of life and slalom his way into your hearts, people. Moguls.
Guess what, listeners? Very important news. The chat got themselves some snow tires.
Okay.
Yep.
Congrats.
I know. Someone actually listened to me.
You mean
one person.
The chat says got snow tires.
No.
Not the chat. The entire chat?
Someone else in the chat.
Oh, someone else in the chat.
The chat says doesn't frequent the chat.
This gets confusing, these names that all start with chat.
Welcome to episode
314.
Yep. Puke's here. Brett's here.
Oh, God, fuck, it's cold.
Andrew's here. It's not cold.
It's actually
I feel like we're under the gun. I don't know if it's because I just drank a bunch of coffee on top of the coffee I had earlier. I'm developing a severe coffee problem, but Brett has a hard out at 7:30, I think.
Let's say 7:45. I mean, let's have fun, right? I mean, let's not rush.
Yeah.
Let's not be bound to the clock. Let's not act like, you know, the world is going to end if I'm not out of here at 7:30. We'll say 7:45. Maybe we need to make it 7:53. You know,
Fuck yeah.
I got to make a phone call and say I'm going to be a little late to wherever I was going after this. So you just relax and let's get on with the show here.
You sounded incredibly Jewy when you said that. That was amazing. Like, it sounded like you had Woody Allen's penis up your butt as you said that.
Why?
I don't know. You just got super Jewy. You're like, let's make it 7:45.
So, did I do a bad thing?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think it was fantastic. I think you should talk like that constantly.
I like the way Brett's adjusting his schedule for us.
Always be kind of politely, you know, unburdening other people. That's what you did.
Absolutely.
You unburdened us as far as the clock goes in a polite way, but you were also very dismissive, but not in a bad way. I like it.
Well, I don't want to bother anybody. Is that good?
That was fantastic.
That was, okay. Yes. I like the way.
I'm a Jew.
Is that gay?
Welcome to the show. Here we are. Where do we start?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I want to start by saying, okay. Thanks to whoever it was that signed up Puke and the Gang's email address for all the Trump newsletters. Appreciate having to delete all of that shit.
Hasn't affected me one bit.
Well, yeah, because you don't do anything with the goddamn anything with the show.
I just want to point out frustration. I wish we had a frustration siren or a silent siren, like a wig. What do they call wigwags?
Oh,
the lights that flash back and
I've
forth?
I've heard them called whoopty lights.
Okay, well, I wish like I had a whoopty light that I could just press
emergency. Oh, yeah.
Whenever you get frustrated, so I could keep track. I want to count. It's going to tie into something later on, but I just want to count frustrations.
Okay.
How many times?
I was trying to, now I'm, because I, of course, had to start looking for a fucking.
This is not what I want at all. I feel like this is a horrible distraction from whatever's happening. I want a silent. You know
oh,
what?
You want a silent, but
I don't
you
even
want lights?
I don't even want a light. I just want one of those click tickers. Like if I'm a man who lowered a gangplank and I'm allowing people onto a boat and I have a capacity, I just want to click, 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 and it counts over time.
It's a frozen boat.
Okay. But
snowy boat.
How many times in a day would you say on average, that you feel frustrated?
That I feel frustrated? I don't know. Let's say 12.
You think you... 12.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. All frustrated right. at you or just life?
No, life, anything. Anything,
yeah, probably,
period.
Probably from dozen. I'm going to go with a dozen.
When you wake up to when you go to sleep.
My entire life is frustration. I don't...
Okay.
I feel...
It's 12.
Feel, yeah.
Brett, do you have a number?
Yeah, my situation is a little more interesting because I have a lifestyle that allows me to minimize most of the frustrations that other people have to deal with on a regular basis.
Give me an example.
Like, there's not a lot of commuting. There's not any coworkers. There isn't a boss. These kinds of things I don't have. Now, you would think, wow, that Brett, he's really got things figured out. But the problem is that when you don't have to ever go through the gauntlet of frustration, what happens is things that would be such minor irritations to other people are absolute travesties to me. Right. So if I decide I need to go somewhere, like to a drugstore to get something, and I go to the drugstore and there's a line with like six people in it, it's a fucking outrage.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Right. The supermarket. I kind of prepare myself for the supermarket. I say there's going to be people there. People are nice. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a unique set of problems. And I just need to remember that not everybody is part of a team collaborating to make my life as easy as possible. They don't even know who I am. They don't know the things I'm dealing with. So I just have to be patient while I'm there.
But do you feel that they're part of a team that's collaborating to make your life as difficult as possible?
No, not intentionally at all. And that's why I tell myself that when I go in. Other people owe me nothing. You know, that's very important to remember. And I just need to approach all of these situations where, you know, I'm not going to be in complete control of all the circumstances with a healthy amount of serenity. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's a prayer.
That's way too complicated. Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld simplified this process in the under the character of Frank Costanza, that Frank Costanza was going through anger management, and whenever he was frustrated, he just had to yell, "Serenity now." It was his mantra. That's all it was, two words.
But he would yell it?
Well, and what he said was like 19 words. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's a more efficient way to do this.
Oh, good point, yeah. I feel like a lot of prayers are wordy.
Like, yeah.
I also find it interesting that God needs you to actually say the words. Like, he's God. Why can't you just, you should just be able to think the prayer. Boom, done. I just prayed,
it's more like, for you, you know? I mean, there's lots of theories about this
God.
That prayer is actually because, you know, we don't really know what God is or if God is real or if it's a he or a she or an it. You know, we can't understand what God is.
Mm-hmm. Probably bisexual.
There's a book, and it's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, and it says that what prayer is kind of a way of speaking to yourself and I burped. Asking
that's
your,
a prayer.
It just happened very accidentally. I'm sorry about that. I know that's not good on the air, but
it's fine.
Asking
for this
sort of the deeper recess of your mind to help you bring things into reality, to you know, embed things into your subconscious, if you will. That's a theory about what prayer is.
Man,
sorry, I ruined the show. If I ruined the show with that, sorry.
No, I'm just thinking. I've never done any of this introspect. I can't even say it. It's so foreign to me.
Yeah.
Introspection.
God.
I've never done any prayer or anything. I mean, the closest I've gotten is probably singing this song.
Oh yeah.
But I was never deep in thought before about myself, my place in the universe, or life, only about cars.
and the place of your car in the universe.
Yeah.
I remember my grandfather had a heart attack.
While praying?
Pop this down a little bit so I can talk over it. So.
Yes! All
right. Madonna, before she was a freak. Well, I guess she
was. How is it before she was a freak?
You're right. She was a freak.
What are you talking about?
Because in the mid 90s, 2000s, she moved to England and started speaking British and stuff.
You don't think things took place before that?
No, I do.
I just don't think you have any memories of it.
That's true. I was a child.
Right.
Small child.
Yeah.
Brett's dancing. I hope that you're in the live stream, listeners, because you get to see...
Oh, we're going to tell you to kick off YouTube.
Oh, fuck!
Chat, let me know if we got kicked off YouTube.
Goddamn. Fucking right. YouTube.
Anyway,
what I was saying is my grandfather had a heart attack in like the mid-90s. I think I was 14. Mm-hmm. And I tried... I never really got the whole prayer thing. You know, my parents tried to teach me how to pray and shit. Like, ooh, talk to Jeebus. And I remember just like walking around my yard being like, okay, how does this work? Dear God. So I tried to, you know, give out the prayer thingy so that my grandfather wouldn't die of his heart attack. He was in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after I was done, I'm just like, well, that was stupid.
Well, grandpa's dead, but I feel better.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't feel better. I just felt dumb. Like, I'm just talking to myself.
This what happened retarded. To your grandpa?
He was fine.
So it worked.
Turns out medical science.
No. No,
fixed him
no,
right up.
No.
Thanks for nothing, God.
Mm.
He works in mysterious ways. Woo-hoo-hoo.
I don't know. As this... I have a very negative...
Yeah, what the fuck? Last week, we were talking about meditation. You're like, fuck that! Fuck meditating! I can't do it!
Yeah.
But now you're bitching at me because I said prayer's dumb, so what's the deal?
I'm just saying that... No, generally, I have a very negative perspective on life. I default to pessimism.
Uh-huh.
And I even did this as a young child. Like, when I would go to friends' churches and everyone would stop and pray. And like a youth group.
Yeah.
Like we'd be in the middle of playing a game or something in our little groups and all of a sudden we had to just stop and have prayer time.
I never realized how crazy the Jews were.
And I just had to sit there while everyone prayed and I looked around and I went,
uh-huh.
What are you people doing?
Yeah.
You're just wasting time right now. It was just inefficient.
It is.
I didn't get it. So I think because of things like that and experiences like that, I have completely disregarded any kind of introspective thought or behavior or meditation or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you just rejected.
Yeah, why?
Sort of.
Is it fear of becoming one of these Christians?
No, you're just a dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're just impatient.
Yeah.
You're selfish and impatient. You're like, well, fuck these people. I got shit to do as a child somehow, a church group. Like, what were you trying to do? Were you doing your taxes or something?
No,
like,
I just...
You had nowhere to be, nothing to do.
We had to play Smear the Queer.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
During that time while they were praying, you should have just thought about, how am I going to smear that queer?
I should have just walked around and slapped them all with their eyes closed.
And it would have been okay if you just screamed, the power of Jesus
is
inside of you now.
I don't know.
So why did you bring up frustration? What are you frustrated at? How many times are you frustrated in a day?
Oh, I think it's countless.
Oh.
That's why I was shocked when you said 12.
Oh, I'm sure I'm probably... Well, no, I'm definitely less frustrated than you are, because everything you
really?
Ever interact with, and anyone you ever talk to, and anything you ever do, you seem to be frustrated at. Like, I just sit, like, you're at your computer sometimes, you're just sitting there, and like, I don't even know what you're doing, but you're just like, oh, God, Jesus Christ.
I'm jerking off.
Fuck. Yeah, and you're very frustrated about it.
No, a couple nights ago, I wanted to watch Demolition Man, so on your fancy TV... I went to Amazon, and I found Demolition Man,
yep.
And I clicked to buy or to rent it, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, clock's ticking, Andrew. You got 30 days to watch this. And I'm like, oh, I better get going. So
yeah.
I hit watch now,
uh-huh.
And it didn't work.
Uh-oh.
So I hit watch now again,
yeah.
And it didn't work. And I got food sitting next to me.
Oh, no.
It was hot.
Food. Oh!
And now it's sitting there, and I go, I just want to eat.
It's like, going to be not hot.
I had to get everything prepared. I had to turn on the TV. I had to sit down. I had to, you know, get my drink. I had to get comfortable.
Right. You have
and
to
now I just want to hit play and then find the right volume and start eating. And I hit play, and it still doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
And what? It still wasn't working.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right.
So you got frustrated and just said, God damn it.
No,
fuck this shit.
Yeah, I was very frustrated, actually. I said, I don't know what else I can do besides hit play. So I turn the TV off. I turn it back on. I hit play again. It still doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And every time I hit play, it takes like a good 60 seconds or so before it decides it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So it's not like this all happened in the course of 5 seconds. This is minutes and minutes and minutes of my life, and my food is getting colder and colder. So I have this pressure uh-huh. of the food getting cold.
Yeah.
I just went out, and I went to Taco Town, and I got tacos, and my tacos are getting cold.
I'll take you to Taco Town.
But to make it even worse, Brett, when I went to Taco Town, I called ahead. We called ahead to place our order like 20 minutes before we get there.
Uh-huh.
When we get there, I expect to walk in, quickly pay for my tacos, take my tacos, and leave. Yet, we walk in,
uh-oh,
and there's a man standing there, and there's a few people standing in line. And finally, we get asked, what do you want to eat? And I go, nope, we already ordered. We ordered takeout.
Uh-huh.
He's like, all right, what's the name? And then we told him. He goes, what did you order? And I go, what's the point of the name then? So we tell him what we ordered, and he goes, he looks at the kitchen, and he comes back, and he goes, it'll be a minute.
I'm going to punch this guy in the face.
I think at that moment,
yeah,
they decided to start thinking about cooking the food.
Uh-oh.
So we already waited way too long for the food. Now I get back here, and I'm just waiting longer because of Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I go, fuck it. I'm not watching Demolition Man. This is not working. Because, I'm just going to go watch Netflix instead.
Because instead of just trying to use your logic and reasoning to try and figure out and solve the problem,
uh-huh,
you just have a little fit.
Yeah.
Stop trying to
but
do anything.
What was I supposed to do at this point?
Reset the TV?
Yeah, I did. I turned it off. I turned it back on.
Yeah, but
so then
the TV goes into sleep mode.
Yeah,
it's not actually turning it off and back on.
Right. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the...
You have to be smarter than the inanimate object.
You know, I've been alive for 31 years.
I'm sorry.
And I've had televisions. I've had stereos. I've had computers.
Uh-huh.
I've had devices with power buttons. And on none of them ever. So I probably handled, you know, dozens of power buttons, if not more.
You're a button master.
On any of those devices, whenever I hit power, that means the power is going off to the device. It doesn't mean, no, this isn't the real power down. I know you don't actually want to turn me off when you hit the off button.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of those devices actually turn off.
I don't think you've owned enough devices then.
So, anyway.
Like my PlayStation does that.
Uh-huh.
I've had DVD players that go into sleep mode, TVs.
I think you just hunt down devices that
frustrate
that go,
you.
That go, okay, we're going to show you some buttons, but they're not going to actually do what they say.
Yeah.
They're going to have
to
do
real
it.
Buttons.
Yeah, the real buttons are hidden in some deep code somewhere.
Yeah.
You gotta speak Python to the TV to get it to turn off. So, I don't know. You got a
programming language. Yeah. Okay.
So,
nice pull.
Then I go, well, you know what? I'm just going to watch Netflix instead. I'll find something on there because I just want to eat my fucking food at this point.
Uh-huh.
And the movie is less important. And
always have a backup. You know, I mean, like, no one should have to deal with what you're describing.
I know.
The
it's
way
torture.
You solve that problem is you say, okay, plan A is TV show, but you're relying on a number of variables, right? There's power. There's, you know, are all the settings correct? Is the service you're watching the show on going to be working correctly? That's good to just and I mean, what kind of a third world fuckface would eat a meal without watching a show, right?
Okay.
So you want to have at least something ready on YouTube on your phone.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the point of having this big TV if I'm going to sit there and watch my phone like a prisoner?
Yeah. That's true. Now, I have had the same I've had the same experience with this TV. Now, I didn't want a smart TV. The smart TV comes with the apps included and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work that great.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the exact same problems where the apps on it freeze and don't load and all this shit.
Well, don't explain the solution to me yet.
You can't buy a non-smart TV unless it's a piece of junk.
Okay.
Like, so that's the problem with it's like the industry.
Yeah.
Or the marketplace or whatever, like the, you know, nobody, because they're all trying to fucking figure out how to sucker you into paying more for a TV instead of just making it a screen.
I really think we just need to go back to 1992.
I like the 4K and such.
Nah, okay.
I just want it to not have any of this smart bullshit.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm okay. Fine. Netflix. It is.
Uh huh.
So I hit the little home button that brings up this weird menu with icons, and it's ambiguous to where you're actually highlighting. So I figure out where Netflix is. I click that.
Uh-huh.
Netflix loads. I search for a show for you know, a couple minutes of searching, and I find something. I go, fine, whatever, fuck it, I'm just gonna watch this. Right, this is not my first choice. It's not even my 10th choice. I click it. It loads. About a minute in, sorry, we can't play this.
Oh no.
So now I've just concluded the TV just has decided to never work again.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
and that's what I was like, what was that noise?
Then I remembered you saying something where this TV can turn off other devices too. if you do something.
Not the TV. I have a power strip that when the TV is turned off, it cuts power to all the other things plugged into it. To save energy.
Yeah, I don't like...
Because all the other shit I have goes in a save sleep mode.
Right. I don't like, you know, having a television talk to the PlayStation and talk to the Xbox. Like, I don't like things talking to one another. That's how you get a poltergeist.
Oh, yeah. That's how we're going to get the ghosts
but either way,
of the future.
It's how you get Terminator. It's not poltergeist. Don't be so supernatural about it.
Okay.
You know, these things talk, right?
Yeah.
Now, talking seems fine, right? It's like, hey, how you doing? I'm a VCR. Oh, well, neat. I'm a toaster. You know, fun. And it's also kind of like a kid's movie. But talking often, especially when you have different devices that don't understand each other perfectly, what if they start fighting?
Yeah. All they should really do
is become collateral damage.
They should just shake hands. They shouldn't communicate beyond that. They're speaking different languages.
Yeah.
They're talking behind our backs.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, I eventually decided to hold the power button down.
Uh-huh.
The power button, which cannot be seen by the naked eye.
No, the remote's not the best. It has no lights on it and no physical buttons you can feel. It's just, like, flat.
Yep. So,
so I agree. That's not good.
Yeah, it's a black surface with a dark red power symbol.
The best remote is the one for the Xbox One that you can buy.
I don't know.
Hey, because I'll be back in 30 seconds. Keep telling the story, and I'll figure out what I miss when I get back quietly. I'll be right back. I
guess it must have been a boring story. Yeah. He doesn't want to sit through it.
He's playing the role of Nick.
Hey, he has the same hoodie I have.
Congrats.
In fact, we're both wearing the same color shirt from the same place. Oh. Anyway, Brett and I are both wearing shirts that say Ural on them.
Ural.
Ural is a Russian motorcycle manufacturer.
Yeah. Okay.
Free shirts.
Glad we... pointing that out.
Brett and I have a lot of the same shirts. The shirt I was wearing yesterday while we were working out.
You know the same guy.
Well, not only that, but we both won trivia together and got the same free shirt.
Oh.
And I immediately stained my free shirt and I got frustrated. So the next time I won trivia, I decided to get the same exact shirt again.
Yeah. And then you stained that one.
No, not yet.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know.
Shit. I don't know. Oh, the Xbox One remote.
Mm-hmm.
It has a cool little sensor in it, so like each button lights up, and all you do, as soon as you touch it, it like knows that it's there's movement.
Yeah,
like it's got a little accelerometer, and boom, the lights come on. This fucking $1,200 TV, the remote is like a black slate of never gonna find itness.
Yeah, I'm just saying that was really frustrating. And
did you get it to work though after holding down and resetting the TV?
I did.
That's what you have to do sometimes.
Finally, Demolition Man started. And I see I'm just whisked away to wonderful world where
Taco
bad
Bell.
Guys do nothing but pause and laugh maniacally.
Uh-huh.
Like, that doesn't happen anymore. Bad guys don't laugh wearing weird overalls.
The black man with blonde hair.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm delighted now. I'm very happy to be watching Demolition Man. It's a fantastic movie. If anyone hasn't seen it, it is fucking spectacular. And what makes it even better...
You think there's cows down here?
The future...
It's a good rat burger.
...is 2032. That's the year they chose.
Is it?
And everything is completely different. Like, no building from the 20th century still exists in 2032.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Los Angeles.
So, 14 years from now, Los Angeles and San Francisco
are gonna
become one city.
Oh.
San Angeles.
Oh, right.
Yep. And
hey, the Arnold Schwarzenegger films, Running Man and Total Recall, both happened in our current era.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Total Recall?
I think...
it's like 2017, 2018.
Yeah, I think Time Cop was supposed to be 1999.
Right. Time Cop was retarded. That movie came out in like 91.
92, yeah. Something like that.
They're like, about 6 years in the future, we're going to have time travel.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, but anyway, this movie's spectacular, and now I'm very content and very happy. So I reach over and grab my taco,
and
I take a bite, and it's freezing fucking cold.
Oh, God damn it.
Now, the problem with
the
taco...
Andrew killed himself again.
Yeah.
The problem with the taco is it's like there's things in a taco that you can put in the microwave, and then there's things in a taco that get ruined. Was it a soft or a hard?
It was a soft taco.
Oh, you could microwave the shit
out of
it. No,
you could have microwaved it. Like, if it was a hard taco, you're gonna risk making the tortilla chewy.
I could have, Brett, but think about this. Think about my mindset where I'm sitting on a couch that reclines.
His mindset was something like this.
I'm on a couch that reclines. I have my vape. I have my La Croix. I have my tacos. I have the remote ready. And I have Demolition Man playing in front of me. Am I really going to get up, close the reclining part of the couch, lean forward, stand up,
use
carry
muscles,
my tacos that are in a styrofoam container, and you can't microwave styrofoam? Now I got to open a cupboard and get a plate that's microwave
why can't
safe?
You microwave styrofoam?
I don't know. Fucking pollutants or
nah,
something.
That's hippie bullshit.
Off-gassing. Oh, yeah. And then
no,
I'm
you're not
microwave
supposed to break it into little pieces and choke seagulls with it.
Well,
oh, yeah,
I'm not going to microwave these tacos because it's going to make them soggy.
You just take
and
the seagull.
And they're going to fall apart. And I can't eat things that are too messy on the couch.
Take the seagull out of the microwave first.
Andrew, you're coming across as kind of entitled here, I think. Why don't you just try to eat less time-sensitive food? So I'll tell you a story. This happened to me today. I went out and I got sushi. Now, sushi's not for everybody. Uh-huh. It's cold, you know. And certainly not everybody's going to like it, but there are other foods that are just fine cold, like a sandwich or a salad if you don't eat bread. And here you get a lot of flexibility with any technical problems you have. So I sit down in front of the TV and I say, ooh, I'm going to watch some movie while I eat, even if it's like already on TV and it's already at some part because I can't watch a whole movie. This was like 2:30 this afternoon. I had a lot of shit to do. So I see Face Off.
Oh,
John Travolta. Yes, my reaction exactly. John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, these motherfuckers switch faces in the movie, and it is an ordeal.
It did seem kind of unnecessary.
Yes.
Well, it's, yeah. It's always kind of like a last resort. So I switch to the channel. You are not subscribed to this service. It was Starz Television.
Oh,
right?
No. Yeah,
why is it showing me in the guide? Why is it showing me things I can't watch to get me to buy them? It's too late. My food is already in front of me.
Yeah.
Fortunately, my food was sushi. I had a spicy tuna roll and a sweet potato roll. And, the sweet potato roll comes kind of hot, but it's good cold, too. And I was able to deal. I was able to come up with a backup plan. I think I watched an episode of Joe Rogan on YouTube.
Well, there you go. You had it ready on your phone?
On my computer, which was also right in front of me. It's good to have the TV
you said
plus
you
a backup,
backup
device
thing.
Plus a backup device, right?
You just pile devices on your lap so that at any moment you can hit play on something.
Right. So the TV is requiring some kind of service, whether it's cable or you're using Amazon.
Yeah.
So let's say the TV is connected to cable. What if the cable's out? Well, you go to the computer and you've got the internet, and that gives you YouTube, Netflix, Amazon Prime. What if the internet is out? Well, you need to have a mobile device connected to hopefully a 4G connection. Uh-huh. Worst case scenario, you've got a podcast player on your phone and you've got some downloaded podcast. Anything to prevent you from just having to sit there and eat, drowning in your own thoughts.
Yeah. And if you live in a place like Pittsburgh, you can actually get shit over the antenna on your TV, which is pretty amazing.
I didn't think that was a real thing anymore.
No, it is.
Neither did I.
We watched the goddamn Super Bowl on an antenna. I haven't been able to watch anything over the antenna for 10 years. It's crazy.
It's like we've gone back to 1992.
Yeah.
Time cop.
So, we kind of started this discussion by saying I have a pessimistic worldview and it's easy to default to the negative and look at the bad things, but
silence.
I think the positive spin to this story is that I don't think this would be nearly as much of a problem if everything had gone to shit. Like, what I'm saying...
Okay.
You
mean like in a Terminator world?
No, Serenity Now. I'm trying to look on the bright side. I don't think... Like, things are going okay in life.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not out there being defeated, getting my ass kicked by the world.
Not yet.
So because of that, I have the energy to fight these battles with the TV, or with the slow driver, or with the fat person taking up the entire aisle at the grocery store.
Right, what you're
store.
Saying is you don't have any real problems.
Kind of. What I'm saying is, if I was getting the shit kicked out of me by life, and this happened, I would just be like,
Got to do heroin.
Whatever. I guess I don't deserve to watch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to be positive.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Focus on the fact that, like, your biggest problem is that you couldn't get, like, think about it. Like, boom, you got fucking tacos. You're sitting on a comfy couch in a warm house
but hold on,
fucking 65-inch 4K TV. You want to watch a movie? Bam. You almost watch them. Oh, there's a little bit of a setback. That's it. Like, it's not that big a problem.
But it's not like, boom, I had tacos. It's not like I was just sitting there and I went, I could go for some tacos. Boom. I had some. No.
Well, the world's not Star Trek just yet.
I had to call. I had to drive there.
I'm going to start a restaurant called Boom, You Got Tacos.
Boom, tacos now. So, to be fair, I put in the effort. I made the money to buy the I didn't even buy them. They were free. They were free.
Oh, what the fuck?
Someone
is your problem.
Oh, jeez.
Who's buying you tacos? How do you get someone to buy you tacos?
I don't know, man.
Did you know the person?
Yeah. I had to think about it. Was it this person that gave me the free tacos or that guy I bumped into on the street?
Yeah. He just went into the Boom Tacos and said, give me fucking tacos.
Boom Taco Town.
Yeah. You got a free TV, too. Like, settle down.
Yeah. I guess things are pretty good.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Perspective. Perspective now or whatever the phrase.
Serenity now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to start saying perspective now.
Chat says, as opposed to boom, you get your legs blown off.
Indeed.
Boston.
That should be the new Army slogan instead of Army of One. Boom, Army dead.
Okay. So, I could keep going along these lines.
Well, if you got more to say, go.
All right. Last night, there was frustration on both of our parts.
Oh.
Because it was poker night again.
Uh-huh.
And I had to give poker lessons. And I really tried a lot. Like, Nick did the work. Nick made these poker videos. Right?
Right, yeah.
So I think, okay, I got to figure out chips and dish out chips and count money and, you know, do all this math.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I go,
I got
all right,
bitch about.
I'm going to do this while you watch this video on how to play poker. So just sit there quietly and watch this video. My mom could not sit there quietly and watch the video. She could only comment about Nick and about what I told Nick that she said about him. Right. And then there was another conversation next to me happening, and I'm trying to do math, and they're all trying to involve me in the conversation, which I kind of appreciate, but not right at that moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do math.
Trying to do math.
I'm trying to count and compare and figure out chip values and all that. And it's taken a while. And then I run out of one color of chips. So now, my little equation that I had in my head that I was using to dish out eight stations worth of chips doesn't work anymore. Mm. Now I got to revamp the whole system and figure it out. And every time I get so far, someone interrupts me and asks me a question. And then I get all completely sidetracked, and it's taking way longer than it should.
Mm.
So then people are asking, what are the chip values? And what hand beats what? And I go, God damn it.
My hand's going to beat your face.
I have all these things going through my head, and I'm very on edge. And then I asked Puke if he wanted to do some graphic design and print out some chip values and some card hierarchy.
Yeah, some little helpful cheat sheets for the players.
And I was very frustrated at this point.
Yeah, so frustrated that the three times I asked you, are these values correct for the little diagram I made for the chip values?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
Is this correct? And you kept saying, yeah, that's good, uh-huh.
Because in my head, I was just sitting there
trying
to ignore everything else that was happening while I did calculations and figured things out.
No, not when I was designing. You were showing.
I think that mode lingered a bit.
Oh, okay. That mode.
I think I had been so frustrated.
Tard mode lingered.
Tunnel vision. Like, I looked at what you did, and I just didn't register anything.
And then you got mad at me later after I did all this work and printed out shit.
And then you get super mad and scream like a banshee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because that, you want to talk about frustration, because I printed it out and gave it to you guys, and then all of a sudden I hear like, oh, fucking Puke put the wrong values down, as though it was my fault. And I fucking screamed across the house. I asked you three times if this was correct.
Puke screamed across the house, and somehow I was transported from the living room of the house to like an outside perspective of the house and then an outside perspective of the neighborhood. Right. And it zoomed out further and further until Pittsburgh was way off in the distance and we were in a distant field with a single tree and some birds flew out of it as the echo of Puke's shout, you know, just ran across the meadow.
Exactly. That's how it works.
How do we get less frustrated? Do you even want to be less frustrated?
Sounded like that. I don't know, because I don't do well in life, I think, either with frustration. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get frustrated at everything.
Oh, yeah. And then your frustration subconsciously is impregnating my mind.
Yeah, it's my fault somehow again. What?
When my mom is frustrating, I see you over there quietly getting frustrated. I know you are. Yeah. And remotely, Nick, 600 miles away, I know he can't put up with this.
He can feel it like in the force.
Channeling it through me. There is a frustration force.
What did your mom say about Nick?
When she first saw the poker video, she goes, "Oh, he looks normal in that video." And I go, "What does that mean?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know. Last time I saw him, he had nail polish. Is he a gay?"
Who cares? Nobody cares about that.
And so I messaged Nick. And then she said some nice things about him, too. But I pretended like I just relayed whatever she said in a very offensive way to him. And I just like to fuck with her.
There's nothing wrong with saying or the asking if someone is gay, especially if they're fucking gay.
Yeah. She asked me if I was gay when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your mother's insane.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's very frustrating, your mother.
She was a lot better last night.
A little bit, yeah. She wasn't on her phone, at least. So maybe after like two or three more fucking super frustrating games, she'll figure it out. But what I don't understand is, like, she wants to come and hang out and play the game, and there was a couple other people that seemed to be disinterested as well at certain points. And it's just like, why do you come to play the game if you're just, like, not paying attention or not vocalizing?
Well,
I think the alcohol doesn't help either, because Andrew drinks too much as well, and you start getting silly.
I only get silly and then I can't even notice there's a flush on the board.
Yeah. Well, that was fun, though.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was funny.
Well, who won the most money?
Andrew did.
Yeah. But who fucked up the bank and just had to dish out money to pay Puke?
Andrew did.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know, man. So my extra winnings went straight to you.
So it's insane.
Yep.
Poker. Don't ever play it, kids.
But I know. I need to try and not get so frustrated. But it's really hard.
Well, when it comes to your mother and the poker game, you should definitely get frustrated because she's like... And then she's acting as though she's not doing anything wrong. When it goes around. You're trying to teach her and she's just like, "I don't understand!" When she's paying attention. Yeah.
But no.
Mom is like that too.
No, she's not. Your mom is fantastic, Brett.
She's fantastic. No, but a mom can be fantastic and have no idea about things.
Sure.
You know?
But your mom has her shit together.
Oh, she certainly does.
Like,
yeah.
She can pay attention to a subject for more than 3.5 seconds.
She can.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got a leg up on Andrew's mom.
That's the difference that I'm explaining here.
Yeah. Can people develop, like, ADD as they get older?
I think so.
Yeah. Dementia? Maybe that's what dementia is.
She's not even that old. She's like 57.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You can get...
56.
How old was Michael J. Fox when he got that there Parkinson's?
Very young.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, shit happens.
He had it the whole time. He was always fidgeting.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. But my point is that just because she's not 89 doesn't mean that she can't develop some sort of fucking brain tards.
So does this mean I'm going to develop brain tards?
Probably. You're going to be fucking a mess.
I don't know, Parkinson's looks the most fun of like everything that can go wrong with you.
Nope.
What? No.
Oh, I highly disagree. My grandfather had that shit.
Yeah,
it looked horrible.
Imagine trying to sleep when you can't stop moving.
Yeah, like
I would just put little bells all over me.
My grandparents had to get separate beds because of it. Like he's flopping around constantly.
Yeah,
and then when you can't feed yourself, that's not fun at all. I'm terrified that I'm going to get that shit. And then I'm going to try and kill myself, and my hand will be shaking so bad, I'll just, like, blow my fucking nose off instead.
Okay, well, that joke backfired, I guess, worse than any other joke I ever did on the show.
That's all right. That's what you should be frustrated about.
Parkinson's?
It's how life is going to go with the real shit when you get older.
Yeah. At what point do you start noticing it getting worse?
I don't know.
When you're 40.
Really? Why? Explain.
What do you mean? What, start notice what getting worse?
Your mind going.
I don't know. I think my mind started to go a couple years ago in certain ways.
Yeah, I think mine started to go several years ago in certain ways. In other ways, it's
25.
Better. Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
I've talked about it before. Spelling.
Yeah.
I'm so much worse at spelling than I used to be.
I think that's...
That's because of devices. That's because of technology.
Right, and you don't spell. Like, you don't need to spell. Like, so you... It's like... You know, it's like exercising. When you stop doing something physically, your muscles get worse at it. The same thing's got to happen to your brain. You just stop spelling shit all the time or, like, thinking about how to spell stuff, and you get lazy with the autocorrect and
all
such.
Right.
And you're just like,
so let's have a spelling bee. Let's have a spelling bee on the show.
I'm so excited to see how Puke does. All right.
Protagonist.
Oh, wait. How do we even do it?
We'd all have to. Maybe we could do it after the break. We all get our devices and we just do like spelling bee words.
Okay.
Right. But if hopefully we're not all on the same web page, because then we'd be able to cheat. So
well, at first,
you know,
I was going to say
like different links.
At first, I was going to say the chat should write in words that we should spell. And then I went, but we would fucking read them.
Yeah, you idiot.
God damn it.
Right. 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 All right. So here's the idea. This is how we can set it up.
There's got
also
be-
are.
Wait, is there a Spelling Bee website?
Part two, I'm sure there is. Just Google Spelling Bee words. That's what I'm putting into Google right now.
Or a YouTube video.
Spelling Bee words. Spelling Bee words. Spelling B-E-E words. Okay. So, let's see. You know, we can go by alphabetical order. Andrew takes the first link, which is winning words and the champs who spelled them. No, maybe we should. Okay, new search: high school spelling bee. High school spelling bee.
Well, we can figure this out during the break.
Well, we want to give it. We want to provide some setup. We want to build anticipation in the listeners by talking about it. 100 words every high school graduate should know. Okay, then academic vocabulary, and then 100 word, and then spelling bee. .hs. So we'll each pick one of those. We can decide during the break, and we'll have ourselves a little spelling bee.
All right.
Also, are you guys doing poker next Friday?
Saturday? Well, we could.
We were going to do it every 2 weeks, I thought, right?
Yes.
Well, because maybe we should talk in the second half about some announcements.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
I like that.
I see where he's getting at here.
And I think we should bring up one more topic before the break.
Mm-hmm.
And something that's not going to drag on forever.
Okay.
Last weekend was the Super Bowl. And we had a Super Bowl party here.
Yes, we did.
And I have made a habit of, you know, I don't really care for football. I think it's super inferior to hockey. Hockey is so much more exciting, so much better. And they do it more than 3 times a year. And so... Anyway, but...
I'll have you know they do it 16 times a year in football or something close to that. I don't know.
Well, for me to get interested in the game, I learned that betting can be fun. Or at least it gets me engaged in the game.
It gives you a reason to give a shit if you're not a super fan.
And I noticed this a few years ago when we watched the game at Nick's house, and I bet against Puke that the opposing team to what he thought was going to win was going to win.
Uh-huh.
And I bet the underdog, and I won. And we do the Vegas money line, so... Puke.
I don't like this money line shit.
I think it's fair because you're getting first choice.
Oh, good point.
And you know the teams.
Well,
I have no idea if the Philadelphia Eagles are better than the Boston Bruins.
Right.
Patriots.
Sports ball.
But
go
so I don't know.
Gold.
So I just simply ask you, who do you think is going to win? Who would you bet is going to win? Okay, I'll take that bet, Puke. And then we figure out the money line. Uh-huh. Sure enough, Puke is always betting the smart money, the smart bet.
True.
Right?
Well, I don't know about always.
Well,
but
you're always
the
betting
past
the favorite.
Few years, not necessarily the favorite, but the past few years has had teams that I prefer that they would win.
Okay. So.
And they've been, basically it's been the Seahawks and the Patriots.
And I'm taking the long shot.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. So this year, I took the Eagles. And I'm liking it because I give a shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could likely lose $100, but I could stand to win in this case.
$170.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Fucking Brady.
But it was cool.
Missing a pass. Anyway. Yeah. You didn't see that, did you?
I don't remember. There was a man who jumped and put his dick in somebody's face.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, so we had a party here. It was fun. We had probably a dozen people here or so, and we had the game playing on two televisions.
Much bigger.
Yeah.
Than anywhere we've ever lived.
Seating became a little bit of an issue. But
yeah, down here, the mass seating.
If it was really a problem, people could have gone up to the other living room.
Yeah, but that's sort of problematic at a party. You don't necessarily, like, people like to be in the same room as the other people. That's the idea of a party. But
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
And then at one point, the child that was here, the two-year-old, almost 2 years old, was eating everything. Like, this thing is a fucking machine that just never stops eating.
He's going to be fat.
And his hands are covered in, like, chocolate and cheese and
stuff. It was macaroni and cheese at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he walks up to Puke's TV and just smacks the TV screen.
Yeah.
And just streaks cheese across the television. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the problem was, is like, the only table that was perfect height for him to stand and eat at was the fucking TV stand.
Yep.
So he just walks right up to it, and he's eating his mac and cheese. And, of course, being a child, I guess, is that how we learn when we're kids? Like, we just put our hands on everything?
Yeah, you just touch things until something hurts, then you go,
oh, that's bad.
What happened there? And then you do it again a few times, and eventually you learn.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's mac and cheese residue on my TV.
Yeah.
I cleaned off.
But either way, it was a fun night, fun game. I won money,
I was worried
so
about
very
him.
Happy.
He was touching the
gun?
Domes.
Oh.
Yeah, the guns. Strewn about that. No, the domes on your speakers.
Like, oh, yeah, bad. The cones? Yeah. Yeah. Well, a couple years ago, a cat punctured one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that cat used to love touching those things when they were making noise. Yeah.
I figured a cat would be afraid of that. Like, loud, vibrating thingy?
No, this cat had no fear.
Yeah.
Only thing it feared was a spray bottle of water.
Oh, yeah. Most cats do
fear
that.
Oh, speaking of frustration, something else. Today, Puke's cat jumped onto the counter, and instead of just walking over and saying, "Nico, get down," you screamed louder. Like, the noises that come out of your mouth when you're angry are so unbelievably loud. I could never be that loud.
You could if you tried.
No, I can't. I don't have that power in my diaphragm or whatever it is.
Puke, do it now. Do one of them now.
Oh, God.
Andrew is plugging his
ears. It's so scary.
Well, so the cat's not allowed on the countertop, and I tried to yell at him to stay down. But anyway, he jumped up there, and I was cooking or something, so I went, "No! Get down! No! Bad!" Something like that. I don't.
Yeah, but when you're standing, it's.
Yeah, probably. Maybe if I.
No, that didn't scare me at all.
Okay, well, you know what?
No! Get down! No! Something like that.
All right, we're gonna get Brett. Someday we'll be around when he's asleep.
Oh, yeah. And
I'll put the cat on the counter.
Okay. Yeah. But normally I just I go over to the cat and I, like, say no forcefully and set him down. But I was sort of in the middle of something, so I couldn't get to him. But yeah, he keeps he's never been on top of the counters.
Just get a squirt
anywhere
gun.
I've lived. And, you know, for some reason, this house, he's very interested in countertops.
The squirt gun is the silent enforcer.
Yeah, it is. I don't have a squirt gun, so
I'll get you one.
Oh, okay.
Like a dollar. I can go to the dollar store.
Is that cheap now?
You can get like a fucking 5-pack for a dollar.
Remember Super Soakers? Amazing.
Yeah, when I was 7, I thought, I've been playing with this stuff in my garage called gasoline.
Uh-oh.
I've been pouring it in the driveway and then lighting it on fire and making trails of flames down the driveway. And it was a lot of fun. So I filled up this big Super Soaker I had, and I would hold a lighter in front of it, and I turned it into like a 10-foot flamethrower.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome, until one time the flames leapt up into the barrel of the Super Soaker.
And exploded.
No.
Thankfully, it did not do that to you.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah, no shit.
But it did melt the tip of the Super Soaker, so it ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flame will do that to plastic.
Yeah. Especially shitty Super Soaker plastic. When a 7-year-old is in control of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, you were a terror as a child.
I was just unsupervised. Is how I would put it.
Yeah. Well, shall we go to break?
Sure.
All right. During the break, I think we're going to listen to a News with Nick promo and enjoy that. I don't know what. When was that from? Last week? This week?
News with Nick happened a couple of days ago. Maybe
right.
Wednesday or Thursday?
That's correct. So enjoy this promo. We'll be right back. Go to break.
No coaches are present in the locker room during the attack. One walked in as the victim was in the showers, covered in cream. I added that part. Getting sexy. I'm covered in cream in the shower. Oh. Hey, coach. Didn't see you there. Yeah, all the boys were teasing me, and now I'm just covered in cream. Do you know of any way of comforting me? Check out my site, lockerroomtales.cream.info.nick. One walked in as the victim was in the showers. After he left, the attackers warned the victim that if he told anyone, they would waterboard him again. So anyway, apparently no one witnessed it, right, except for the victim, and I guess the victim's friend wasn't even in there. The prosecutor will not file charges related to the recent incident of bullying, saying it was inappropriate hazing rather than actual waterboarding. Well, they didn't pedalboard him, right? If that one kid wanted to pedalboard him...
Nah, that's boring. That's boring. Here we go. This sounds like a Spelling Bee soundtrack. Welcome to Puke and the Gang Spelling Bee Time with your host, Puke. All the children have been murdered and shoved in a closet, so we're going to work with the adults today. Yay, 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 dance. Everybody dance. Okay, this is ridiculous.
First up to the stage is our old favorite, Brett. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
All right. Are you ready for your first word?
Yes. I'm a good speller.
Brett, your word is codeine. I'll use it in a sentence. Sometimes I like to coat my toilet paper with codeine because I poop so hard.
All right, I'm going to say this actually has an interesting spelling that breaks one of the rules that we learn in school, which is I before E except after C. I'm going to say codeine is spelled C-O-D-E-I-N-E.
Wow, you got it right. Right, it's right. Chat, don't cheat. Just saying.
Right.
I guess they're playing too.
Let me tell you, before we move on, let me just tell you how I did that, everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
I-N-E is an ending of many, you know, types of drugs. I-N-E. So to think
nicotine.
That it would be
Viagra.
Well, there could be some Viagra type that does end in I. Anyway. Or chemical compounds, even chemical compounds. Anyway, I'm rambling. So
Ovaltine.
That's 1 point for me. I think the first person to what do we want to say? 3 to 5.
Five. We can speed this up. It doesn't have to all take this long. But yes.
All right.
Ovaltine. They should call it roundtine. The cup is round. The jar is round. Seinfeld.
Yeah, so sure. Now it's my chance to ask Puke a question.
Oh, got to minimize this window. Okay, I'm ready.
Don't look at your computer screen.
They're everywhere. I cannot look at them.
Just look up.
Go, Brett.
Turgid.
Hallucinogen.
Hallucinogen. H-A-L.
Wait, do you want me to use it in the center?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Niggas everywhere be doing hallucinogens.
And shit.
And shit.
Let's go. H-A-L-U-C-I-N-E-G-A-N. Hallucinogen.
Incorrect. It is H-A-L-L-U-C-I-N-O-G-E-N.
Dang.
But... to be fair to Puke, everything you said was a letter.
Oh.
I'm going to do horrible.
And he had a lot of the letters in the right order.
Yeah, I missed that second L. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right.
You had the first three, right?
Oh, who the fuck's turn is it now? Mine?
To read to me.
All right, Andrew. Let's see if I can find a word here. Go down. Ah, here we go. The word for Andrew is hyacinth. Andrew, fuck, be as hyacinth as a motherfucker.
What is this, a fucking Klingon battle weapon?
It's a type of flower. Let's go, Spellmaster. Okay. You're so fucking confident.
H-Y-A-S-C-H-Y-N-T-H-E. I've never heard that word in my life.
It's a type of flower. Why haven't
you're
you
heard a type
it?
Of flower.
Wait a minute. You don't have to have heard the word before to do a spelling bee, right? You're just supposed to be good at spelling shit.
All right. How the fuck do you spell hyacinth?
H-Y-A...
I was right.
C-I-N-T-H.
Fuck. God damn it.
Hyacinth.
This is horse shit.
Yeah.
Neither of your words were nearly as hard. They were actual real words.
What do you mean? Hallucinogen wasn't... That was hard?
Sure, it's hard, but it was a real word that people have heard before.
Hyacinth is a real word.
I've never read the word hyacinth.
Guys... Huh. Guys, there isn't this much crosstalk in a normal spelling bee. So let's just get on
we
to,
should have,
I think it's my turn again.
Oh, my God.
Fine.
Call up the fucking Spike Network. Let's have Battle Bee. Men's spelling bee with fighting.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go.
All right. I'm
one
finding a word.
1-0. After round one, it is 1-0-0. Score.
Okay. Brett.
Yes.
Spell Brett.
Furlough. I allowed puke a furlough from jerking off.
Mm.
Normally, I mandate that he does it at least twice a day to reduce his frustration level. Furlough. I have to say, it's fairly easy. I feel like I'm giving him softballs here.
No, that's
not easy.
It's a tough one.
Ooh, softballs. A good brand name for a men's ball powder.
Softball.
All right, F-U-R-L. O-U-G-H.
Fuck!
As in, he got it correct?
Yeah, Brett went to school once.
That's true.
They don't teach you how to spell there.
Man, when I was 7 years old, I could spell like a motherfucker.
I know the rules of this language.
See, I don't.
Yeah.
I play by my own rules.
Yeah, my own spelling rules. That's why I say I spell you with just a letter U.
All right, Andrew, you ready for your word?
Nope, because it's Puke's turn.
No. It should be. Puke, are you ready for your word?
I am prepared as much as possible.
Okay. Your word is going to be mayonnaise. A thick dressing of different ingredients. Mayonnaise.
M-A-Y-O.
Do you want me to use it in a sentence?
I thought you just fucking did, didn't you?
No, he described it.
Oh, I described it. Yeah, use it in a sentence.
Chinese people, Chinamen hate mayonnaise.
M-A-Y-O-N-O-I-S-S-E.
No, that's mayonnaise.
Incorrect. Mayonnaise, M-A-Y-O-N-N-A-I-S-E.
Mayonnaise.
The chat says, I accidentally put mayonnaise on your lower back. All right, my turn. Go.
All right. Okay, let's see if I can find a word that Andrew's not going to freak out about.
How about just a word I've heard that I know is an actual word without having to have the fucking dictionary explain it to me? I don't need a genus or a phylum of a certain species or some shit.
Judgmental. Andrew's a judgmental prick. How about that?
J-U-D-G-E-M-E-N-T-A-L.
Booyah! Fuck. You got it wrong. dumbass.
There's no E after judge.
It's correct. J U D G M E N T A L.
God damn it.
Not so fucking confident anymore, are you?
Judgmental is involving the use of judgment.
Judgment.
God damn it.
Judgment. The English language is a bitch. I just want to say that. How do they have Chinese spelling bees? They're just like line, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle over line. House looking object.
My turn. After round two, the score is 2-0-0.
Okay. Brett, your word is toboggan. I don't know if there's a toboggan involved in any Olympic sport. We should watch it.
This is the interesting question here is how many G's, you know?
My case was heard by Judge Mental.
Good one.
Toboggan. T. Ooh, what's even the second letter? Is it an A? Toboggan. Use it in a sentence, Andrew.
I got my trucks and stuck in so much mud, it was toboggan down.
Thank you.
That's the worst.
T-A-B-O-G-G-A-N.
Wrong!
Aww.
I'm so happy you got one wrong.
Wait, well, how is it spelled?
Toboggan is spelled T-O-B-O-G-G-A-N.
Toboggan.
God damn it. All right. My turn to ask Puke.
Oh, shit. I got to. There we go. Had to minimize my window. All right. Here we go. What's going to. Pyroclast. Is that
ukulele?
Oh God!
A small guitar-like instrument.
Use it in a sentence.
Remember that really fat guy who played Somewhere Over the Rainbow on a ukulele, and then he died because he was so fat.
Wait, he was fat? Tiny Tim?
No, not that.
No, that's Tiptoe Through.
He was Hawaiian Lips.
Yeah, yeah. Alliteration.
God damn it. Uke. E-U-C-H.
Slow down. Why don't you just start again? Why don't you get up and take a walk around and then just try that one again?
Uke. U-K-E-L-A? L-A? Ukulala? I don't know.
All right.
I don't know that for shit.
That was great.
That was wrong. It is U-K-U-L-E-L-E.
U-K-U. All right.
Ukulele.
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 All right. Who's up next?
Me.
You ask Andrew.
Andrew gets a word. Let's find a word here. Liaison.
L-I-A-S-O-N. Wait. Okay, yeah.
You're wrong.
Fuck. Seriously?
L-I-A-I-S-O-N.
God damn it. This is awful. How have I gotten so bad at spelling?
Because nobody needs to anymore. We got computers do that
shit. But Brett can spell?
Well, Brett's smarter than you, I guess.
After two rounds, the score remains 2-0-0. After three rounds, 2-0-0.
Brett.
Yeah.
Your word is... You just Google
it. Look at how fat that guy is.
Oh, is he kamikaze or whatever?
Yeah, Israel is a blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah,
Kamikawiyao.
Okay.
Israel, yeah. Kamikawiyao.
Okay. I do like that song. Anyway.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
I just found the album out.
Huge.
He died right after that. He did that video, and he was dead.
How do his fingers even like delineate between the strings on that fucking thing?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Anyway, Brett, Your word is perturb. Whenever Andrew tries to use an electronic device, he becomes perturb?
Well, I think this one is pretty straightforward. I think it's going to use P-E-R because that means against. And so I think it's going to be P-E-R-T-U-R-B.
You're perturb. Right. Yep. You're right. I'm bored of Brett winning.
Well, we can only go to four if you want.
Okay, fine. Let's go to four. Next point wins.
All right, great. And the audience will probably thank us, too.
Yeah.
All right. Puke's turn.
Oh.
Puke. Your word is...
Here we go.
Looking for a good one for you.
Got any other instruments I can spell?
Yeah, sure.
Like trumpets?
Yacht.
Yacht. Y-A-C-H-T.
What?
Y-A-C-H-T.
Correct. A private cruising vessel.
That shit's easy.
God damn it.
Yacht? I don't know. I see yacht all over the place. Everybody's like, look at that rich motherfucker on a yacht.
I don't know if you listen to a lot of rap. You listen to a lot of P. Diddy
yeah.
in the 90s. Yeah, you would learn that word.
Gonna get kicked off YouTube again.
Fuck. But this is on YouTube. Why would
they? No, yeah, let it play. It's fine. And,
All right, I mean, this will put me at ease so I can actually think about a word and visualize it.
Now.
Puking to pick a word.
Tell me who's hot.
Oh.
Tell me who's not. Tell me rock who's to sell out in stores. P. Diddy. Okay, Puke ask Andrew.
Oh, yeah. So, your word, Andrew, is miscellaneous. Ukuleles are a miscellaneous instrument.
M-I-S-C... E-L-L.
Don't look at my eye.
A-N-E-O-U-S.
Yay, Andrew gets 1 point.
Oh, okay. I finally fucking spelled a word.
M-I-S-C-E-L-L-A-N-E-O-U-S. There you go.
3-1-1.
Jesus. Brett.
For the win. For the win.
Your word is malleable. The definition of that is... Stop looking at your phone, Brett.
All right, enough of that shit.
He's looking at his phone.
Damn it, Brett.
I'm just looking down. My phone is off.
The definition is capable of being shaped by hammering or pressure.
Ooh.
Sometimes...
That's a good one.
When I'm real excited, my penis is not malleable.
Gross.
Fuck, how many L's does it have?
I can't tell you that.
Mm,
yeah. All right, so.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Brett's thinking.
Peach I'm going to go with two L's. I'm going to say it's M-A-L-L-E-A-B-L-E.
Brett's right.
Yay,
God
Brett.
Damn it. I'm never spelling again. Okay, from now on this show, we only do things that I'm good at.
Yeah, clearly. That's your life.
From now on.
No wonder you're so frustrated at everything.
We only play Frisbee on this show. All right? New rule. Glad we all agree.
Did Brett win? I think Brett won.
Brett wins.
Yeah.
There were no stakes
4-1-1.
Jesus.
Well.
Somebody in the chat, or even if you're just a podcast listener, send me a prize to the Puke in the Gang address.
Oh, we don't have
whatever you want
to
say.
We don't have one yet. Don't send it to the old address. We got to get a new one at some point. Yeah. In
so I do a show too, folks, and I know a thing or two.
That he does. We just fucking prove that. Yeah, shit. I forgot. We still need to do that P.O. box thing.
Yeah,
someday. Well, that was fun. Thanks for the suggestion, Brett.
Yeah, no problem.
It was fun for me.
I didn't know I would win.
Yeah, it was fun for me because you showed it to fucking Andrew. He was such a cocky piece of shit about spelling.
No, I was saying I can't spell anymore.
Yeah, now that we proved it to you.
I was saying, that's why we even got on this whole fucking subject.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. But you're always yelling at me like, oh, you can't spell. You're so stupid.
When I type it out, I can spell just fine. I never make errors. I write emails all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I never make spelling
errors.
Neither
do I. It's called
spell
check. And
I hate people who do make spelling errors in emails.
Well, that's sad because you have so many means to not spell incorrectly.
Like, just fucking reread your goddamn email before you send it.
Or
because,
you proofread it.
Like, I'll make the mistake sometimes where, like, my mind is going down one trajectory of a sentence.
Yeah.
And I'll write the word, like, your, Y-O-U-R, instead of writing the word you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? And I won't pick up on it until I go back and reread.
Ah.
It's not that I misspelled it. It's just I put in the wrong word. Things like that. Or sometimes I'll write the same word twice. Like if I pause while writing an email.
You start over.
And I start over the same word I just finished. Anyway.
Interesting.
Puke, your word is meditation.
M.
Or what? We're done.
D.
That's the next topic.
D-T Chion.
So, Brett, last time you were on the show, we talked about meditation and meditating. And you were recommending it to me. And
oh, yeah, I was just kidding. It's totally gay. You didn't do it, did you?
I really couldn't get into it for a bit.
That'd be
and
okay.
After a few days, listener Nicole, who is very into meditating, was messaging me and telling me about different apps. And she's like, oh, I was really curious to hear if you had started meditating yet or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that point, I had not tried meditating and I didn't really care. That I didn't try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't feel bad or guilty for not trying. But when Nicole was excited to hear if I had started meditating, then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, well, I would be bummed out to tell her I hadn't tried meditating because she was curious as to how it was going.
Yeah.
So then I thought to myself, you know what, Andrew? Why the fuck not? You have no good reason not to start meditating. Like, seriously, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to do this more often. Like, just make the right decision. Do it. Do whatever. Like, whether it's working out or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah, you can at least, like, try not to be so negative about everything.
Yeah, not only that, like, but just don't make a fucking excuse.
Yeah.
So, that was like, in the evening sometime that I, you know, heard about that. So, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try it. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to try meditating.
This is meditation music.
Oh, it is?
Enya. Oh. Yeah, anyway.
So
that's the best I could do.
I woke up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing I did, I go, you know what?
Pissed.
I did go pee.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I came out of the bathroom after thinking for a minute while peeing, and I thought, okay, I could go start work. I could go do all kinds of things. I could go make coffee and food. But before I even leave my room, well, there's nothing I can really do. Like, I'm not going to just start watching TV.
Okay.
So,
I bet you would.
No. There's nothing else I can do in my room. I can leave my room and get distracted by the world and by life and all that.
Uh-huh.
But while I'm still in here, before I cross that threshold out of my room, I might as well just sit back in my bed and meditate. Because it's cold, right?
Cold.
I don't want to be cold. So
right. Nope. See, that's you should make that part of your meditation.
Being cold?
You sit down on the cold floor and you fucking fight it out with your brain. You're like, I'm not fucking cold.
Well, I should
I'm
just go outside and do that then.
Oh, yeah, do it. You
but,
show that brain how
but then
frostbite
I would be like,
isn't real.
Well, I'm outside. I might as well have a cigarette.
No.
So
can't meditate. Oh, we talked about the smoking meditation. Yeah. You could do walking meditation, and that might take your mind off smoking, but you don't want to be smoking.
Okay. So I decided I'm just going to sit in bed here because normally when I'm in bed, like I fall asleep like instantly.
Yeah.
So
must be nice.
It's very rare that I'm ever sitting in bed. And I thought this is good. This is a place that I'm never doing much of anything besides sleeping.
Uh-huh.
So why don't I just sit here and try to meditate?
Okay.
So I kind of psych myself up for it or psych myself down for it. I don't know which it is. like I wasn't amped up.
Right.
You know, I was toned down. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Meditation's a contemplative thing.
So I sit in bed and I go, what the fuck am I going to think about? And I'm trying to like clear thoughts out of my mind and dismiss the world. right, or whatever. And I get what feels like an hour in, but in reality, it was about 42 seconds.
Okay.
And then I hear some kind of noise, a lot like that. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What is this? Am I only noticing this because I'm meditating? Yeah. Is this normally a noise?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? And so I sit there, and I can't, like, nothing in my room is making this noise. Uh-huh. Nothing that within my reach is making this noise, so I can't stop it and continue meditating. This noise is happening. It's a very disruptive noise.
Right.
And it's not super loud, but it's there. It's the only noise.
Yeah.
Try meditating through that noise. I don't think it's possible. So I thought, well, this is just perfect. And I'm trying to figure out what the fuck this is. Uh-huh. And I go, this must be some kind of fucking alarm that Puke has. This must be some kind of new age, internet connected, smart alarm. So smart. What do I do?
Sure.
I just scream at the top of my lungs, Alexa, stop! And it keeps going. I go, I was trying to meditate. Alexa, stop! And I'm just getting louder and louder because the Alexa is across the whole house. Like, so I go from this peaceful, meditative state to shouting as loud as I possibly can, and it's not stopping. So I have to get up out of my bed and walk out of my room. And now I'm walking across the house, approaching Alexa and just shouting as loud as I can. And I'm so angry. And I finally make it to the office where Alexa is. And I get her to stop. And I'm just like, oh, God. I'm just raging. I'm fuming with anger. And I look out the front window and there's Puke's car pulling away. Like, he just left. What the fuck is happening? Why? This is the universe telling me, not for me.
Maybe. I don't know if it's that bad.
Don't let the universe tell you things, you know? You send messages out to the universe. You know, you be the universe's boss. This is something you'll learn through meditation.
So when I'm done screaming at Alexa, I should just scream at the universe? I should just, like, go out in the front yard, raise my fist to the sky, and start shouting?
No. You use the meditation as a way to say, universe, this is what I want. You know, think of reality as a movie screen, and your brain is the projector. Project the images that you want onto that screen.
This is the fact.
You also have choices of angles and lighting, and you make the picture that the universe shows. You project it.
Well, needless to say, I was no longer in a very meditative state. And I didn't meditate. Again. Or even try.
Tell the universe that that's not okay.
How about
say it now.
Puke, it's not okay to set a fucking alarm for after you leave.
Well, I didn't know it was there. Yeah, I don't know. I had to check after you texted me, and I looked it up, and yeah, for sure, I had an alarm for some reason.
For 5:55
in
the morning.
Obviously, I'd set it for something at some point, but I don't know why. It was set to...
5:55.
No. It was set for the office Amazon Echo, not the one in my bedroom, which is very odd. I don't know why that was the case. Oh, here we go. It sounded like this.
Yeah.
That's as loud as I can make
it.
Okay.
So that's the alarm fading in and out.
And it gets louder the more you ignore it. It does do that.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It seemed like it was
getting louder.
Encroaching more and more.
I don't know how long it took before you were yelling at it.
I don't know if the chat can hear it. Oh.
That could be the universe trying to say something back to you.
Oh, there I go, driving out the garage.
Wait a minute. Are we listening to actual audio?
Yeah, this is
something?
Me getting it to stop.
Wait, why is this recorded?
Why? How, we can...
Oh, and then you go, Christ.
Wait a minute. So, why do we have a recording of that?
Because the security camera picked it up.
I told Puke, go back to 555 on the security footage. Listen to it. Can we make a mental note? About a half hour into the second half, we need to boost the audio for the podcast.
Nah, fuck, I'll try.
You guys can. I'm not doing shit.
But so here's the problem. Now, we just listened back to that audio, and I want to quickly analyze it. So it starts going, and again, in my head, I go, what is this sound?
While, yeah.
And it happens for a bit, and...
Yeah, and I can see Andrew not thinking that it's an alarm.
Right, because like I've never heard this sound before in my life.
Yeah, like a wake-up alarm. You probably thought the house was burning down or something.
I thought maybe it was like a fucking neighborhood klaxon or something.
Well, we do have that.
Yeah.
That we can hear it like a volunteer fire department or some shit. An alarm goes off, siren.
So I'm like, is there a car alarm going? Like, what is this noise? And it's this weird echoey noise, too. Like, it just sounds so strange.
It's probably echoing through the house to some extent as well, which is... Yeah,
and it has, reverb on it. So
then
I think maybe it's the Alexa. So I shout, Alexa, stop. And it continues, and I shout it again. And then I'm walking through the house. I'm maybe, 10 feet away from the Alexa.
Yeah.
And I, again, you can clearly hear me say, Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
And it just keeps on going.
The problem...
So then I think, is it not the Alexa? What could it be?
The problem is that the Alexa's sitting, on the speaker... Next to on my computer speaker. And so if you have it too close to a speaker, it can't hear you screaming at it. That's a problem on occasion I've had.
I'm just amazed that that fucking thing plays such a significant role in my life. It's unbelievable.
Poor old man Andrew trying to learn how TVs work and Alexas work. Can you imagine what's going to happen to you in another 20 years?
You know, don't you get wiser as you get older?
No.
No, I think you do. Because, think about it. The people we look up to, and I never had this.
Is your mother wiser?
No.
Is my dad wiser?
No. But we don't look up to them.
Oh, okay.
However, you do hear about people, you know, people who are well-rounded, have a good perspective on life, have life lessons to give. It's because when they were a child, they had grandpa telling them little tales, like little fables. Yeah, and you know, just kind of imparting wisdom onto them through metaphor or through stories.
I never had a grandpa. I never met my grandpa. Either one of them.
Really? But we have a recording of what he said to you.
Have you heard about these blacks?
That was his grandma.
That was my grandma.
Oh.
What good are they?
Well, yeah, they make pie.
My grandpas were never very intelligent.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. A grandma knows nothing.
Oh, yeah.
A grandpa fought in World War II.
Right.
You know?
Or Korea.
I mean, my one grandpa, he was a smart enough guy. But the one that's still alive, not very smart.
No?
No.
Uh-oh.
But I just feel like it's common knowledge that old men have a lot of wisdom to impart in a lot of cases.
Yeah, it depends on the old man, that's for sure.
But I think this happens to all people. At a certain point, you're just like, yeah, I have gotten accustomed to devices and the world at large. This is how things work.
Uh-huh.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. You basically say, fuck learning new things.
Kind of.
I'm just going to get angry.
Why not perfect the old things?
Well, that would be nice.
Is it better to be an amateur at all things or to be a master of many other things?
Generally, you just become mediocre at most and at best one thing.
I appreciate mastery.
I would say at this point in my life, I have accumulated more wisdom. I feel wise. I feel wise compared to past versions of myself. I feel like I've had victories. Personal victories.
Yeah. That's true. You got to learn from your past.
But do you feel...
Sometimes it's really hard because you don't know that this is a lesson. Sometimes you're in a bad situation and you don't know that, oh, my past has taught me something about this because this particular situation never exactly happened before. But if you start to analyze the situation and kind of break it into its parts and its attributes, then you can say, well, I've dealt with all these attributes before, and then you can figure out the right thing to do.
Or
even if it's hard.
And if you haven't been through that situation before, you could always think back to that story your grandpa told you about the redheaded girl and the turtle.
Huh? But he never told me that. My dad's father died in 1953. My grandpa died in 1977. My mom's pa.
Well, shit.
Yeah, so I never had a figure like that. All I had was my Uncle Sonny, and he was, like, really fat, and he just told jokes and ate clams. Right? So that's basically like a seal.
But maybe his jokes, there was wisdom in those jokes. There were life lessons in those jokes.
You fought it.
Okay,
that's what he would do.
But what did he mean by
your farts stink worse than his farts? He would just eat a clam.
All right. Well, you need to look.
This is going to be a character for the show, Sonny.
You need to look at what he's really saying.
Okay.
Your farts stink worse, and then he eats a clam. So what does it mean? Because no one would just simply say that statement and then eat a clam.
Why would he just be sitting there, leaning back in a chair, with clamshells all over his shirt, accusing me of having worse farts than my brother?
Because, Brett,
what was he getting at?
It was a test of your intelligence. Okay. And you didn't pick up on it. You missed an opportunity there.
Well, tell me what I missed.
You could have learned a very...
Extract the wisdom from
that. Okay, all right. So,
here we go.
What he's trying to tell you is, Brett, you have power. There's power deep inside of you. And when you abuse that power, it can have a severe negative impact on the people around you, the people you love. And then him eating the clam was him trying to gain some power. Because I don't know what a clam smells like.
Fishy.
Yeah, so I'm thinking clam farts are probably...
They're pretty bad.
...more powerful than regular farts. So he was... You didn't stick around long enough, but he was trying to give you a clam fart to show you the power that you have within you in spite of you having a clam or not.
I like turtles. All right, you're great.
You see? You missed the opportunity.
And he just died, and I never said thank you.
Yep.
Ah, that's a shame.
But now that's something you can look back on and understand what you're capable of. Your farts stink worse than anybody else's.
They're my brothers.
I can't believe he had clamshells on his chest.
I mean, think about it.
He just had food all over him because he was fat, and he had to sit back. And he would eat, and he would talk and spit food onto his shirt. And he wore a white shirt, and I was like 6, and I was like, why white? You're eating clams and cakes.
Clam cake. Fart cake.
I can't imagine eating clams sitting in a chair. Those things are messy as fuck.
I can't imagine eating clams.
He didn't care.
Yeah, clearly
he didn't care.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't imagine Andrew being in a restaurant that even served clams without him vomiting, like, let alone eating one. They're like slimy boogers. Taste just salty and fishy.
Fried clams are good, and so are steamers.
No. But raw... Oh, I'm thinking of oysters. Raw oysters.
Any of it.
Yeah, they're a little snotty.
Yeah. Andrew wouldn't eat none of that shit.
No. So.
Uh-huh.
Brett.
Any other words of fart wisdom?
Well, I think you can only take so much wisdom as
for
it comes.
Sure.
And clearly Brett was unaware.
Yeah.
That he was having all this wisdom imparted onto him from a fat man.
In the presence of greatness.
Being sloppy.
Yeah.
Should I say something to my brother about this?
No, because this was just for you.
My brother was there laughing. I was probably 6, so my brother was like 4.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he would say, your farts are worse than his farts.
Right, but what he was imparting, and this could be insulting to your brothers, but...
It had nothing to do with my brother.
It's comparing you to your brothers, but basically, what he is saying is, your brother, while he may have his own strengths, does not have the impact on the world at large that you have inside of you. That's what I'm saying.
And he was right.
So you could fuck more shit up than your brother can.
But I think I've had a bigger impact.
Yeah. You do. You have a message that gets to many more people. Your fart travels further.
But he didn't have the vocabulary at the time to say, look, one day you are going to reach thousands of people every week. You know, you're going to be able to project a message that's important to you beyond your immediate surroundings. You're going to be able to do it all over the world. But he, who was born in the 20s, could only put that thought together with the metaphor that my farts stink worse than my brother's.
No, you're missing something here. What he said was much deeper than the long, drawn-out story that you just rattled off about your message reaching thousands of people. It wasn't that. That message came across loud and clear in his few brief words. The magic of what he said was the simplicity of it, and also the power that comes along with it. While, yes, you can have a positive impact, he was telling you, warning you, to be careful. Because that could turn for the worse. And he just wants you to be aware of that. But he didn't want you to know it right then and there. Because if you did know it right then and there, you would have gone on and caused havoc as a young child.
Right.
Just farting up the place.
Right.
So it was very smart of him to let you focus on the fart and not the message.
Right. And that way I didn't get like an overinflated ego.
That too. That would have been very dangerous. And then your farts would have affected many people.
Right. In a bad way.
Yes, exactly.
A bad fart way.
So, before the break, Brett had mentioned some kind of news or something.
Oh, yes.
That he's going to get to in the second half.
Oh, right. The news.
All right.
This goes on for a while. Sorry.
That's okay. So, tomorrow I'm leaving New Hampshire. Not permanently, but in the morning I'm driving to Hartford, Connecticut. I'm going to spend a couple days there, help a friend of mine move. Somebody who's done a lot for me. It's the least I can do for him, and spend some time with him. Then I might make a stop in New Jersey. I might make a stop in the Philadelphia area, and I might make a stop in the York, Pennsylvania area. But my terminal destination is Pittsburgh. Where I'm going to be for a few weeks.
Spreading farts far and wide. What are you doing in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, where would you come to this stupid city?
Well, I'm coming to see you guys, and we're going to do some shows. We're going to play some poker. We're going to, you know, go around and look at the city. And through the immersion of spending a couple weeks there, I'm going to decide whether or not I want to move there because I've narrowed my place to live, which at one time was a debate between five places. I have narrowed it down to two.
You're like Amazon.
what's that?
You're like the Amazon headquarters.
And Pittsburgh's in the running.
Mm-hmm. So Pittsburgh is one place. I had a meeting with this guy, Zach Slayback, who works virtually in all his work things. But he chooses to live in Pittsburgh. He's a successful, handsome, together guy, just 24 years old. He was one of the founding members of the Praxis, which is a very cool alternative education and training, career training company that I promote on my show sometimes. So
I believe
we have a good relationship.
Yeah, job postings for that place when I was looking for jobs. I think saw that in the area.
Yep.
Sounded interesting.
And, yeah, it's very cool. And he's an entrepreneur. He does a lot of different things, and he says he's got a great entrepreneurial group there, and he even said he could put together a sizable school sucks meetup. He said something to me like, the only concern is like where we'd do it because we'd have such a large group of people. He said like 12 to 15 people. So I could move there and not just have friends, right? Because friends are like,
Yeah, they come and they go.
But people who would adore me.
Sure. That's important.
Right. And it could be like, I don't know, Richard, go get my groceries. You know, that kind of, I don't know. We'll see. Truth is, dead serious, all kidding aside here, I just would like to make some friends with some of those people, I think. And to know they're there And Pittsburgh is the kind of place where even if I didn't know anybody, I would be, you know, really happy there, just riding my bike around and just living in the city if I found the right neighborhood and seeing the sights and going to the point and
downtown
and enjoying a reduced cost of living in that.
Yeah, the reduced
cost
of living.
And I also want to talk like that. I really want to be justified talking like that in that.
I have, so one of the things I've accomplished is getting employed. So I now have a job. Yay. And boy, the accents. Do they exist? They are real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's, yeah, you can really get a fucking earful of it depending on some of the people you talk to.
I want a wife who talks like that. And I'm coming to find her. I hear everyone there is ugly. Is that true?
No.
No. But, like, Boston, I think, is prettier people overall. And New Hampshire... but the thing is, there's enough people here. No, actually, there are plenty of good-looking people here. However, if you go, let's say, 30 minutes outside the city... Maybe to the east or the southeast. Yeah, people are fucking hideous.
You get to the rural bits, the heroin bits.
So could it be a situation like this, right? I'm a fairly handsome guy, you know.
Yeah,
I've been told.
You do all right for yourself.
Yeah. Would I go there?
But when he farts, let me tell you. Yeah,
that's the real magic.
It's really, it can be upsetting to the entire world. But so I would probably have a leg up there, too, if the, you know, people are on the average less attractive. I would, like in Boston, I can't compete with those guys. You know, they've got those slender builds. They've got those tailored suits and those shiny shoes and their shitty, you know, pharmaceutical sales jobs where they make a bunch of money. Like, I'm just that's not for me. I need a place where the guys are... you know,
blue
making
collar, they work
blue
in a steel
collar,
mill.
Making pizza and pipes and stuff. So, yeah, I think I could do well. It's, you know, it's kind of like the thing. I'm kind of hoping it's like, you know, if you went to Japan, right, and you'd go, oh, well, all of a sudden I have the biggest dick in this country.
And look
you
how
know?
Tall
like
I am.
Something like that. What's that?
Look how tall I am.
Sugalama.
Right. That would be really great. So, I don't know. I mean, if I could find a wife or even somebody who would make a, you know, a lifelong commitment to me and also thought marriage was kind of stupid. Not stupid, but unnecessary. You know, I understand why people do it. And she talked like that. And she was like, I don't know. Even average looking with a good butt.
Oh, yeah, perhaps.
Next week on Pittsburgh Wife Hunt 2018.
Huh? Pittsburgh Wife Hunt. I like that. That's a hashtag.
Yeah, you know, so you flip through Tinder in different areas, right? And that's a pretty good gauge of the attractiveness of people.
Uh-huh.
In New Hampshire, you know, sure, you might find a handful of attractive people.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, you're going through Tinder and you're swiping past all the uggos, and then you get the couple attractive ones, and then like you reach the end of Tinder.
Here's a big ugly lesbian.
Like if you poop long enough, you'll reach the end of Tinder.
You reach the end.
But in Pittsburgh, it never ends.
Yeah, well, you got a city population.
Yep.
To choose from.
Yeah.
You know, they say there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you live in a sea of 20,000 fucking hideous fish. It's not good.
Yeah.
But, it was, see, so now the sea is much larger.
Here's the thing, too. In New Hampshire, nobody comes from anywhere else, really. So you don't get a wide mix of types of people in a lot of cases.
Right. Like, there's a lot of variety of people that move to cities from other places. So, yeah, you get culture, right?
In Pittsburgh, you get a lot of different types of people because people move here to go to college.
Uh-huh.
And then they decide to stay here.
Yeah. Or work. A lot of work.
Yep. So you get a lot of that. You get a lot of local people too.
Sure.
But you can even tell that when you're on Tinder. You're like, oh, they're from Oakland? They must be from out of town. Right?
Yeah. Yes, if it literally says from Oakland.
Oakland. Then... Oh, it's a neighborhood in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that was a horrific example.
Sorry. Okay, they're from Shadyside?
There you go.
They must be from out
That's
of town.
That's not a city that exists in California when you say
right.
Oakland.
Okay. But then you go, oh, they live in Blonox?
Yeah, now that's...
They've never left Blonox.
Blonox.
Yeah.
That is the best name of any town I've ever heard.
Spell Blonox.
B-L-O-N-O-X. B-L-A-U-N-O-X. I get
yeah.
to pass
B-L-A-W.
That. Oh, is it? Okay.
Blonox.
You know what's funny?
Blah is in the name.
So I grew up in the hometown of Springdale, Arkansas. And right up the river here, there's a Springdale, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think
that's funny.
Springdale, everything.
I don't recall ever hearing.
But Brett, I've really,
way to fucking take the steam out of my sails.
Okay, I'm very excited for Brett to come here.
Absolutely.
Like I'm very excited for Puke to come here, and I'm very excited for Brett to come here. Hopefully, he decides to move here. But I'm really trying hard to curb my enthusiasm to let Brett have a more unbiased perspective.
That's true. Brett needs to find. What's right for him,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know, but I have been to a lot of places, and I do think Pittsburgh is, like, the best blend of, like, it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Cost of living is still very low. I mean, all this shit we talked about.
Yes.
I'm just giving myself a 25% raise, pretty much, from the calculations that I've done.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about, like, we have 4 bathrooms now.
That's a 25% raise on its own.
In shitters, yeah.
No, in shitters, it's a 400% raise.
Oh, right.
But just like in life, you're 25% better off with 4 bathrooms.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought that I would ever live anywhere in New Hampshire and have a roommate and not have to share a bathroom. And now down here, like, and this house is great. It's big enough that, like, you know, we found this house where your room is way the fuck away from mine.
Yeah.
And so, like, it doesn't matter if you wake up early or not.
Yeah.
As long as you're not fucking off in the kitchen too loud.
Yeah.
And my alarms aren't going off.
Yeah.
And my Alexa, you know.
That's the problem. Bad. Alexa penetrates all walls.
Yeah. I really feel bad about that. I didn't have any idea it was set. I had a daily alarm for 5:55.
Well,
what's weird is, how did you not hear it any days prior to that?
I left.
It must be, we were always out at that time or something.
So, Brett, when you get here, at some time when you're here, it doesn't matter when, really, I want to take you to a Penguins game.
All right.
That's a hockey game.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Do you think you'd enjoy it? Because we know you like baseball.
Based on his response, he's less than enthused.
I think hockey's kind of boring, and I like sports that
are outside.
Brett's
out. Get out.
Wait a second. You like baseball, but hockey is boring.
Well, yeah, because in hockey, it's just basically the same thing happening all the time, right? All right, so this is let's do a little
break it down.
Activity. Let's do a little theater thing here. Okay, so I'm a man at a hockey game, right? Now you can see me on the camera, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this is me at a hockey game.
He's looking back and forth. Left to right.
Head
left
back and forth. Up the ice, down the ice. Oh, they're getting into it over there in the corner. Whoa, back down the ice. Oh, out to the defenseman. Oh, he passes it to the wing. Oh, he tries to shoot. Oh, the goalie brings it out. Oh, gives it to the defenseman, and they're going down the ice. And then back and forth and back and forth. And if you've seen 2 minutes of a hockey game, you've seen it all.
It's like Disney on ice with blood.
And in baseball...
And baseball, hold on, before you explain baseball, let me explain baseball. Okay?
Yeah.
I go there, and I go, how many things do we got to sit through?
Innings.
Nine. And then there's 2 parts to each one?
Uh-huh.
Why does the wall say KKK? And then I look, and I go, well, he missed it. Okay. Oh, he missed it. Oh, he didn't even swing at that one. Like, he just decided, I'm not even going to play.
Yeah.
And, oh, that man's scratching his balls.
And your neck, you don't have to look side to side at all.
Yeah.
You're watching the game the wrong way. Baseball is part sport, part socializing with your pals. You go to the game. You have snacks. How can you enjoy a snack during the frantic pace of a hockey game?
You can't, right? Because you're too caught up in what's happening.
Yeah.
Who cares? And like, if the same thing is happening all the time, why is it exciting?
No. There are so many things happening, and hockey is so exciting. Like, in football, there's the quarters are how long? 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah.
Right. So there's 1 hour of play time. Just like hockey, 1 hour of play time. However, in football, the clock is just going while they're all talking to each other.
Huddling.
Yeah, and while they're all just walking up to the play line. Right? In hockey,
line of scrimmage,
they're going all out as soon as that clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and there's so much downtime in football that, like, you can get distracted when you're watching the game, and you easily miss the 3.5 seconds of actual playing that happens over the course of 20 minutes. Yeah. Whereas in hockey, you're so caught up in the game, when they go to commercial break and there's a pause in the action for more than 12 seconds,
yeah,
you're like, what the fuck is happening? Why aren't they playing? I'm so used to nonstop constant action. Yeah, I can't stand this sitting still. Yeah,
that sounds terrible. That sounds like just stressing yourself out. It's like this ridiculous restlessness of the back and forth. And then it's like, how are you going to have a hot dog during that? You'll choke. In baseball, you start outside, right? And everybody's out and they're walking around the outside of the stadium. And there's a man selling sausage sandwiches with peppers and onions. You get one of those. You go to the gate. You say, hey, can I bring this in with me? The guy says, sure. It's all part of the experience, you know? You go in, you sit, they're doing batting practice, you know, it's just guys hitting the ball, you know, it's either the game doesn't start for an hour and a half. You sit,
not
eat a sausage, you look around at your surroundings at a place like Fenway Park or that baseball stadium that they have in Pittsburgh. It's just a nice place to be. It's just beautiful. You're outdoors. It's daytime usually. And you can just relax. Now, a baseball game is going to run you 3 hours. In that 3 hours, you're lucky to have 15 minutes of solid action. That 15 minutes seems so exciting. Every time something happens in baseball, it's an event.
Because you're bored hockey out of your mind?
No. Otherwise? No. But in that downtime, you finish the sausage, the game still doesn't even start for 45 minutes, right? Inning two, you go down. If you drink beer, you know, you bring $50, you can get 4 beers. You can get a little drunk during the game, you know, or you can even just get like a Coke and some peanuts. You know, there's nothing like a Coke, which is cold and sweet, and peanuts, which are salty and dry and maybe even kind of warm sometimes. You just sit there and eat peanuts. And
I don't know.
Later you'll have a hot dog. Maybe there's a guy coming around selling little ice cream bars.
Maybe I'll be so into it, I'll fall asleep.
Maybe you can, if you need the game to be more interactive, like if you're not there to socialize, if you're just like, fuck other people, I have to be here and, you know, keep score. Oh, what a great way to be engaged with the game.
The most exciting sport.
Pitch and mark, ball, strike, ball. I even used to count the fouls. Like if a guy got a 3-2 count and then fouled the ball off a few times, you know, those count as pitches. But they don't count as balls or strikes anymore. Only the first two fouls count as strikes. So, you know, a guy could foul it off 8 times before striking out or getting a hit or walking. So I would make little marks or little Fs. F, foul, F, foul. Sometimes if I had enough room, I'd even do like foul out of play, foul down the third baseline. You know, kind of.
Yeah, but in hockey, you get to see people punch each other.
No, that happens in baseball once in a while. They encourage more fighting.
That's pretty rare.
When the attendance went down. Well, there was a baseball strike, I think, in 1994, and after that, that was when they like started building smaller stadiums and juicing the ball, or they changed how the ball was wound. So
I would think
there'd
be a baseball strike every game.
What?
Yeah. You talked over them. What?
I would think there'd be strikes every game.
Why?
Because it's baseball, and there's strikes, just like in bowling. But hearing all this, Brett,
that was a great joke.
You haven't changed my mind, but you have changed my mind on something else. The conclusion is I'm not going to take you to a hockey game.
Oh, well, let's go to a ball game. We could probably even do a show at a Pirates game.
I don't think they have ball games in February.
No, they don't start till April.
Well, that's going to be tough then.
He's going to have to come back for that.
I guess we're going to Sarasota, Florida, because that's where the ball players go.
Oh, I can go there. My dad is there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a great place.
Where they are, it's real nice. It's a good one.
I mean, you can find nice places anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's time to start wrapping up. However, yes, we do have a couple of emails I'd like to get to.
Oh, fuck,
quick.
Yeah. We gotta probably should do that. So get to them. What the fuck?
But I am excited for Brett to come. And I am. It's hard to not try to sell him on the idea too much. Like, I've talked to him a lot, and I am trying to temper myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have I been too pushy with Pittsburgh? Brett?
No, not at all. I'm excited to get there.
What if I'm downplaying it, and I'm making it sound way worse than it is?
I don't think you're doing that.
Well, that'll be great when I get there and find that out.
Yeah, that'll be...
Okay, fair enough.
Then he'll be surprised when it's not shit, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, how do you... I don't know.
Whew.
How do you hoof? It's hard to not, subjectively give your opinions on stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Well, sure. That's well said.
Emails! Nicholas W. writes in. He says, just to make things clear. So this is in reference to... It took us a bit to get to this email, but it... It's in reference to something we said a few episodes ago, I think, about airplanes and how they land or something. We were speculating. And Nicholas says, airplanes don't accelerate just before landing.
Fuck!
Which is what Andrew was arguing. They often increase engine power the last few seconds while flaring, which in parentheses he says, the lean back just before touchdown to make sure the plane sits down on the main landing gear first, as opposed to like the front landing gear. Anyway, but that is not meant to accelerate, but to keep the airspeed constant so that it doesn't stall. Stalling equals losing the lifting force from the wings. Because a stall at that point means it drops like a rock the last few feet, which is bad. Imagine driving down a hill, and then at the bottom, you want to keep constant speed. You press the throttle slightly, same thing, to maintain engine speed, I guess.
Okay.
Although most engines coast, kind of. P.S. Oh, Nicholas is a private pilot, I guess. So he says, P.S., I got a shitload of snow the past few days, almost 2 feet since Wednesday morning. Shoveling sucks, but there is a nice sense of accomplishment when the yard is all shoveled and purdy.
The yard? Why are you shoveling your yard?
He shovels his whole yard.
But no, I agree. Like, you have, like, especially when you shovel, you have, like, the uniform lines from shoveling, if you do it in an orderly fashion.
Uh-huh.
That's the same feeling I get from mowing the yard. I'm kind of disappointed I'm not going to have that feeling here. Like, I used to be very meticulous, like, pushing the mower, and then I'm going to make sure the tires on the backstroke equal the opposite side tires from the four-stroke.
Uh-huh.
You know? And
you're crazy.
I'm going to go diagonal the whole time.
Well, it gives you something to look forward to when you find a new house.
Yeah, that's true.
Get yourself a nice big yard that you can hate.
And
eventually.
I feel like a side effect, Nicholas, is... On a jet, for example, I'm speaking completely out of my ass based on nothing.
Clearly.
But I feel like a side effect of that increase in thrust to kind of combat the extra drag from the flare, that's why you do it, to maintain constant speed, to prevent stalling. However, I feel like the side effect of that is if you did have to you know, do a touch and go and get back lift again and get going, that extra thrust kind of preemptively... helps with that. Like, you could just...
Well, it will keep you from stalling, like you said, which is good.
Right, and you could just simply, whatever it's called, not put the flaps down, but make the thing more aerodynamic, and all of a sudden it would accelerate that much quicker because you're already thrusting. It's kind of like when you're trying to do a rolling drag race with a turbo car, if he does a sort of brake stand thing where he puts his left foot on the brake and his right foot on the gas and gets the turbo spooled up, when he lets go of the brake pedal... The turbos are already creating positive boost, and you get extra acceleration than as opposed to just simply stopping on the gas when the light turns green or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same thing.
I'm going to listen to the guy that knows.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he knows what he's talking
about.
Nicholas,
write back and tell me if I'm somewhat right. It's very rare that I'm wrong when I speculate based on nothing.
Philip M. writes in, and he says he finished listening to episode 305. He's a little behind.
Mm-hmm.
Where Andrew and Brett were comparing bridge sizes. And he was very disappointed that at no point did anyone mention bridge number.
Oh. That would have been good.
Yeah.
So, I just want to make sure we don't leave anything off the table. Scroll back up real quick. I would just like
to see. Wait, we didn't? But I thought we totally did that.
Bridge number? No, we did tube number.
Yeah, we recently did tube number.
I don't even know what that was in reference to. I just remember tube number.
Tubes. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you really want to get into here, Puke?
Nah, we got some basically like some news-related stuff that's who gives a shit.
Okay.
That's not important.
Yeah, somebody's doing that better than us.
Yeah.
Better than we are.
And we heard a promo of it during the break.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
Nick R.
This Nick R. What a treasure he is.
So, I think that's it. So, Brett, thank you for coming. SchoolSucksProject.com. Brett farts across the Northeast. Coming up soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brett, as we always said. PukeInTheGang.com/VIP, where you can sign up for the private channel lounge and hear those News with Nick episodes. And also head over to our YouTube channel, and you can get a nice little bonus video of Nick watching Rescue 911 and commenting. And there were some comments on that video where people would definitely like to see more reaction videos of Nick watching Rescue 911. PukeInTheGang.com/live is where the live stream is. Look at our Facebook page for or Twitter page for when those come up. I haven't looked at our Twitter page in quite some time, so I don't know if anyone's talking to us there. But
hooray.
Twitter sucks, so yeah, sorry. And show@PukeInTheGang.com to send us emails and let us know about everything that we get wrong with aviation.
Don't mail us yet.
And, we're still trying to dick around with that snail mail. I almost said email.
Somebody can get a prize ready.
Absolutely. Get it locked and loaded to send to us. Hey, Brett, thanks so much. This has been Puke and the Gang for Andrew, Brett, and Puke. Right on!
Johans in the chat says, and I was just about to go to sleep at an appropriate time, too. You hilarious American bastards.
Did you ever watch The Muppets?
Oh, my God.
I'm doing dishes.
Oh, Nick!
What? Nick's here.
You guys keep using the same group chat, so I get to join it.
What are you, in some hippie den? You got a prayer blanket on the wall? Brett.
I didn't decorate this room.
Brett. All right, I'm leaving.
What?
Why? What the fuck?
You know, 8 out of 10 men suffer from limp microphone syndrome.